Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Find out about new shows, featured guests, and what's up this week. Find us on Facebook by searching keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Spirituality 101, and it is indeed a pleasure to be with you today and to know as that we are connected and united in spirit across the airways as we reach out in 2011 and touch those things that are spiritual, those concepts that are spiritual, and feel the love as it transcends between us on the airwaves. Here at Spirituality 101, we are here to support your journey. We are here to help you to wake up. And in the event that you're already widely awake, we are here to bring you ancient wisdom teachings and to simplify those and help you to incorporate these into your everyday life. It matters not to us what path you may have chosen. There are many paths, all of which lead home. What matters to us is that we can share information on what we're learning on this very spiritual journey called life, and that we take the opportunity to not only share what we've learned, but also to perhaps share the messages and this particular program with our friends and our families, our loved ones, and that you will connect with me. I want to hear from you. Send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Or call in today live with your questions, 1-866-472-5795. Today we are talking about prosperity in 2011. As you know, we are making this sacred countdown to 2012 when the Earth will have a whole new dynamic experience and we will begin to move into being more spiritually oriented on the planet. And so we need every bit of information, every reminder that will help us to reach for the higher levels of consciousness that Earth will demand of us if we are to continue to be a part of this earthly experience. So today we want to talk about prosperity in the light of 2011 and all we are beginning to learn about 2012. And I pose the question, prosperity in 2011, can prosperity and spirituality coexist on the same pathway? Do you think that prosperity and spirituality can coexist on the same pathway? And today I want to share my version and what I've come to learn about that. But if you have a different perspective, please do pick up the phone, give us a call, or shoot us an email. Because this is a topic that is very, very vital to our survival. And so in answer to the question, can prosperity and spirituality coexist on the same pathway, I say the resounding answer is yes. And I would like to take it even one step further. Spirituality and the prosperity are one and the same continuum. They're on the same continuum. You cannot help but be prosperous if you are reaching for spirituality and walking the talk that leads to our full and absolute well-being. I want to bring another perspective to this question. And that perspective to this question is that prosperity is an inherent gift that has already been given to all of us. We're all of us prosperous on the inside. Some of us may not know how to pull it out. It's abundance. Prosperity is abundance at multiple levels. It's abundance in action and available to all of us. But as I said before, do we know how to access? Do we have a good enough reason to access it? What stands in the way of this phenomenal bundle of abundance, if you like? What keeps us from engaging it is some of the things we want to talk about today. I want to pose another question. Today I have a lot of questions. Is there a place for the flow of wealth and the trappings of prosperity in our lives? And what are those trappings of prosperity? What does prosperity really mean to you? What does it mean to me? We each of us have our own, we walk by truth that is evolving with us and within us all the time. And so we really do need to take our attention to this place of what does prosperity mean to you? And then I would say, are you awake? You know, in order to answer that question, what does prosperity mean to you? Are you awake? Are you awakening? Have you fully woken up? Are you in the flow, the spiritual flow? And the extent to which you may perhaps have developed a theory or developed a response to the scarcity theory that abides in the world. In other words, are you one of those people who feel there is enough for everybody? Or are you one of those people who go, well, wealth is scarce. Prosperity does not abound, and therefore it's impossible for us all to be prosperous and wealthy. Which category do you fall into? Very important that as we consider prosperity in 2011, as that we begin to ask ourselves these very, very, very personal questions. Now, if we should go to biblical teachings, I'd like to start there first of all. There is scripture that tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added unto you as you grow. That is a piece of scripture that is quoted a lot, but I sometimes wonder how many people have really stopped to meditate on the word kingdom in that statement. So I'm going to repeat the piece of scripture again, only this time I'd like you to focus on the word kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything else will be added to you as you grow. And I think this is the key phase when we begin to examine prosperity and spirituality. Because if we examine the word kingdom, the kingdom dwells inside of us. It is that inner knowing. It is that inner peace. It is that higher level of consciousness from which we can connect from within ourselves and reach ever higher upwards. The kingdom is about living in that place of higher consciousness. The kingdom is about being able to instantaneously accept, intercept and accept higher consciousness. That is what I perceive as the kingdom. So seek ye first the kingdom suggests to me that we begin by placing our feet on the path of spiritual growth. We begin by taking the time to determine what's important to us on this spiritual journey. We begin by taking the time to determine for real what our real intentions are as we step on the path of growth and development. Are we there so that we can grow spiritually, so that we can connect with the universe at multiple levels, expand our consciousness, grow our wisdom, be able to teach to others that which we have found? And are we there because we want to expand the love that we feel within ourselves and share that love with others? You know, there's a principle in the universe that says, whatever you give out will come back to you sevenfold. So we must examine our intentionality as we kind of step into this place of seeking prosperity. For what reason? For what purpose? To whose glory? The universe will unlock its secrets when our intentions are absolutely clear. When we arrive on the planet, a spirit trapped in a physical body, we arrived with a challenge, if you like. We arrive with a purpose. And when we begin in that seeking the kingdom, when we begin by asking, what is my purpose? What did I sign up to accomplish while I'm here on the planet? Then we are moving in the right direction, because whatever it is that we came here to manifest, once we get into it, we will do it exceptionally well, because we have all of the help of our angels or guards or guides and those who walk with us so that we can manifest it. When we are in that flow, it is kind of hard not to become prosperous. Because in this physical world, anything that you do, and you do exceedingly well, will bring its benefits. So, first of all, becoming conscious that there is more to life than meets the eye. Sitting down and examining your intentions as to why you want to reach for spirituality. Seeking out your purpose while you are here. Seeking to connect with the expansive levels of intelligence that resides within us, and that connection of that intelligence to the outer intelligence. Seeking that 100%. Seeking to be of service in all that we come to know. Seeking to give back to the universe what it is that is given to us. Places us in that continuum that we cannot help but become prosperous. So the notion that prosperity does not lend itself to spiritual growth is, I would think, very false. And rather, I would take it the other way. Once we step our feet on the pathway of growing our spirituality, and we are real clear about our intentions as to why we want to do that, and then prosperity naturally falls in place. So let's begin by looking at what's your inner desire. Have you established that as yet? And if you haven't, you need to work on that. Are you awake? Are you in the waking up stage? How aware are you? What do you believe in terms of higher consciousness, in terms of growth, in terms of spirituality? What's your belief around this scarcity theory? And if your belief is that there isn't enough for everybody, how do I get to that place? What is it going to take? Is it going to take yoga? Is it going to take meditation? Is it going to take silent work? Is it going to take rhythm and exercise? Is it going to take reaching for ways and means of cleansing the body and clearing the mind in order to take us to that place, that reality that there is enough, more than enough for all those who have a strong desire to not only engage it, but to make the world a better place? And do you know how to make room for abundance in your life? In the last few weeks, I have been using this statement quite often, not only on air, but also in my personal life and in the places where I teach on the planet. Take out the trash. The trash is anything that stands in the way of the only thing that matters to you. Therefore, in order to take out the trash, you've got to stop and give some attention to what is the only thing that matters to you. Because that will determine the levels of prosperity that you will finally draw into your space. And then when you've determined what that is, that is critically important to you, then you stand in the position of being able to take out the trash. Empty the trash can that the mind may have become. We have millions and millions of thoughts running around in our minds, and we have got to embrace the tools that are available to us in the spiritual journey in order to be able to empty the mind. And one of those major, major tools is meditation, engaging sacred space and sacred time, and most importantly, being very, very clear where we need the journey to end. I see they're queuing us out. Don't go away. Make sure you have paper and pencil. And when we come back, we would delve deeper into this topic of prosperity in 2011.
Online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
We all want peace. We all desire a more meaningful life. We work hard to achieve these things, but at what avail? The key is authentic living with Andrea Matthews. Andrea will interview some of the great spiritual experts of today and will provide wisdom to help you raise your consciousness to the level of your own I Am. Your authenticity can give you miraculous gifts, but you have to know how to get there. Listen for Authentic Living with Andrea Matthews. Heard live every Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network.
What's this? Milk. Low fat, no fat. They're milk too, and their names rhyme.
This man may sound odd.
Low fat, no fat.
But to his three-year-old daughter helping him pick out food, he makes perfect sense.
Here's cheese with holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. Take simple moments like shopping and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Oh, can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Visit bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Let's sing that new song.
My music track, track, track from my modem jack. Jack, jack plays MP3s, threes, threes, and I download fast, fast, fast. I read the bits, bits, bits on the microchips, chips, chips, and I burnt, burnt, burnt all my favorite hits, hits, hits.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in technology, but parents can help keep them updated. Go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about the place of spirituality in the year 2000. The place of prosperity in this year 2011. And Ken, is there a place for spirituality and prosperity to function and flow together? And we've already agreed that the answer to that major question is yes. Why don't you take a look at now on the word focused. What I want to bring to you is the word focus. It's a universal principle that says wherever you place your focus, you will get, the universe will give you more of that. And I think sometimes we get very, very much involved with teachings that teach us how to focus on that which we want, so that we can get that which we want. But I'd like to draw your awareness to the fact that on an everyday basis, in just a simple act of living, we are focused, whether we believe it or we understand it or not. So you have to begin with this question, where am I focused right now? Because wherever it is that I'm focused right now, my life is an outpicturing of what I am focused on. And so if I want to move my life to another level, I will have to begin to pay attention on where my focus is anchored in the world. Who are your friends? Who do you hang with? Who or what set of circumstances are you allowing to direct you on this path of spiritual growth? Very important. And I'm not saying that from the perspective of good and bad and evil. I'm simply saying that from the perspective of the results that you would like to get in this world. You know, if you think about it, the average college student, and I have lived with the children who've been college students, the average college student who is serious about acquiring that degree very quickly learns how to shut most things that are out on the sidelines of their life and get absolutely focused on the material they must study so that they can acquire the prize of the cap, the gong, and the degree at the end of the exercise. And many of us do that extremely well. However, we have to become aware that we have got to use the same level of focus once we have set for ourselves spiritual guidelines. I don't know if that makes sense to you. I hope it does. If it doesn't, give me a call. If all of our focus is channeled to simply acquiring the wealth and the trappings of prosperity in our lives, if the only reason we want to attract these things has to do with making life as comfortable as it possibly be, and don't get me wrong, there is nothing wrong with living in comfort. However, living in comfort with very low levels of consciousness can become a stumbling block to the acquisition of the things that we would like. So where are you focused? And do you need to make a change? Do you need to shift that focus? And if the answer to that is yes, I'd like to say that just give you another perspective. The major place where you need to be focused is growing that spirituality, reaching to that place to understand, seek ye first the kingdom The kingdom is the spiritual growth. The kingdom is the intention behind the drive for spirituality. The kingdom inside is that connection with the universe. The universe is abundant. There is more available to us in the universe than we can ever hope to hold on to. The universe is abundant. And when our intentionality, when our intent is on growing the consciousness, pushing the vibrations higher, reaching upwards and ever upwards, increasing the flow of spirit in our lives, increasing our understanding that there is a force greater than ourselves, engaging in the fact that intelligence lies within us. And it's our job to expand it, and remove everything that may be blocking those levels of intelligence that will come forth. When we begin to do that work seriously, we can't help but discover that prosperity begins to come along with that. Going back to Scripture also, and Solomon asked God for wisdom. And he became the richest man that ever walked the earth. I'll repeat that again. It's pretty powerful. And Solomon of Old Testament asked God for wisdom. And he became the richest man that ever walked the earth. So we are reminded in that statement that the more we reach out for the wisdom, the more we allow ourselves to grow our wisdom, the more we seek out the information, the teachings, the tools that will allow us to grow, to expand, as we become wiser, we can't help but becoming more prosperous. Because wisdom grants unto us all that we need in order to manifest the things that we need here on the planet. We are, you may have heard me say this before, we don't just live in the universe. We live inside of the universe, and the universe lives inside of us. So if I've got this amazing flow of abundance flowing inside of me, and I am surrounded by it, then it's only a question of what do I need to do? What are the levels I need to accomplish in order to bring forth, to manifest all that is within me? There's also a piece of scripture that says, I had not seen nor ear heard the glory which God has in store for those who love him. And I'd like to link that piece of scripture with the piece of scripture that says, many are called, few are chosen. I wrestled with that piece of scripture for a long time, for a very long time, several years, until in my meditation, the answers came to me. We're all called. We're all called to higher consciousness. We're all called to functioning at multiple levels above us. Few are chosen because not enough of us step on the pathway that would lead to higher consciousness. And since we do not engage, if we do not engage the work it takes, if we do not engage the processes that are necessary to clear space and to open up and to expand us, to remove stress out of the body and change our belief systems, if we don't engage on a path to make ourselves ready for that abundance, then ready, we've rendered ourselves not teachable, and we've then rendered ourselves not ready to receive. So I'm hoping that you can hear this really clearly. It's not kind of a magical thing that some people are prosperous and some people are not. It is more of, have you felt the call? Have you felt the call to give, to give back to the planet? Have you responded to the call of your purpose? And if you have, and you begin to work very systematically, you know, one of my favorite statements is, get the body fit, and the mind will follow. Well, when the mind gets fit, it gets focused. When the mind gets focused, we become master creators of the things that we need. So many are called, few are chosen. Try to make very sure that you're not in the category of the few that are chosen. You're not in the category of those who may not have been chosen. And when I say chosen, the universe chooses simply by your readiness. Have you made yourself ready to receive the inner kingdom, the opening up of the chakras, the opening up of the mind, the expanding of intelligence, the connection with your higher power? Have you done what you need to do? And as we live that, as we focus on that, then the next requirement of the universe steps in. Are you ready, particularly in 2011, to be one of those on the planet who is ready for selfless service? The universe, when you present yourself ready to give selflessly, is in a place where it welcomes that and now has to give to you what you need so that you can in turn keep that circle going. What comes to us as gifts and blessings, we give back out into as a community, into our communities and on planet Earth in a very selfless way. And it keeps the circle of abundance going. You know, so often I run into people who are struggling with that 10% tithe that is required through, let's say, religious circles. It's a spiritual requirement, not just a religious requirement. And in religion, unfortunately, it is kind of seems to be confined in the religious experience to money. But a smile that you flash, that allows another's soul to soar. The ability to console. The ability to listen at many levels are all gifts and all part of the 10% that we give to the world. Sharing a piece of information that has worked for you that can help another to move one level higher is all part of that 10% that is required of us. Teach a man to fish, and it is probably a most courageous thing that you do as someone who's walking the planet trying to be a teacher. I find that it takes courage to reach out and give that which you know and that which you have come to know inside of your spirit. It takes courage to give that out when people are not quite at that level, to hear it in the way as that you are willing to give it. So I say, prepare yourself for selfless giving, because in selfless giving of your spirit, of your smile, of that which you have, that which you can share, you begin to open up yourself to prosperity at multiple levels of body, in terms of health, of mind, in terms of the magnitude of intelligence that you grow, and in terms of spirit, that positive spirit that connects higher and radiate and send out to others a little bit of what they need. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Spirituality 101.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
The results indicate your child has neuroblastoma.
There's evidence of metastasis.
We need to schedule a bone marrow.
We'll need to perform a surgical biopsy.
VMA MIBG scan.
After you hear your child has cancer, chances are you don't hear anything else. CureSearch.org connects you to the most comprehensive research and advice on childhood cancer and to other families who know exactly what you're going through. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
Just what is SkillsUSA?
SkillsUSA specifically prepares you for the workforce.
SkillsUSA empowers students to connect with a network of people. SkillsUSA allows students to connect with business and industry, to manage their education, and to really get a feel of the real world.
SkillsUSA.
Find out more on the web at skillsusa.org.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Spirituality 101, and today we are examining at a very, very basic level prosperity in 2011. And I've posed two fascinating questions. Can spirituality and prosperity flow in the same space at the same time? And I believe that the answer to that is absolutely yes. And the fact that are we... in our search, do we believe that prosperity is on the same continuum as spirituality? And again, I believe that the two coexist very much together. However, sometimes we need to recognize that one of the major things we're asked to master in this spiritual journey called life is the word patience. And I have to acknowledge to you that I'm still learning this thing called patience. Just when I think I've got it down pat after 35 years of journeying, I wake up one morning and discover that I'm impatient at yet another level and yet another level. Because we have to recognize and acknowledge that the journey, once we have started on the journey, there is a map that it's unfolding. It's an unfoldment in our lives of our spiritual growth and our spiritual nature. And it begins to change our perspective of or how we see things and how we perceive things. And when we're on this journey, those who guide us, particularly from the spiritual realm, become extremely conscious of the places where we have blockage. And a good example of that may be that I may have been, and for a while there, I was guilty of this. I was walking with this statement or this belief that came from not truly understanding the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount talks about blessed are the poor. They will inherit the earth. And so... among a whole lot of people in the world, there was a while there when I truly believed that to be poor or to walk among the poor was probably the big blessing. Because, you see, in order to understand that statement, blessed are the poor, do you know why Christ said blessed are the poor? People who walk and live in poverty have no choice but to endure, and I select that word very purposefully. They have to endure the lessons that it takes to be able to clear space. Because they do not have the physical means or the monetary means to be able to exclude themselves from certain experiences. So their everyday life becomes really a spiritual journey, whether they intended it to do so or not, because they have got to walk through the fire. They have got to bear and forbear. And in the bearing and the forbearing, community springs up and they get to know more about community and learn more about community and helping and loving each other. As an folks, perhaps, who, I think the best way to explain this is a lesson from my own life. I have been there where there was money. And I've been there where there was absolute poverty. And I'll tell you what I took away from those two. When the poverty came, I discovered that I had been using my checkbook and my pen to exclude myself from certain experiences. Because if I could have afforded to do that. When, however, you fall into the poverty category, you have no choice but to go through the fire. You have no choice but to be in the eye of the storm, and spiritual growth takes place. So what Christ was acknowledging was, blessed are the poor, they have no choice but to grow spiritually. But for those who've got wealth without awareness, they have got to step outside of their comfort zone and engage and embrace circumstances that would allow them to learn, to engage and to learn and to grow from circumstances that may not come naturally in their lives. I hope that makes sense. I hope I have been able to say that in a way that you can understand. I am not saying that to have money or to have wealth or to have prosperity is bad. It certainly is not. But if you were born that way, you must recognize that you've got to go out in the world and seek opportunities to experience some suffering. You've got to go out and seek out and create opportunities to learn some of those things that bring spiritual growth so that your growth can continue. So what Christ was recognizing or acknowledging is that the poor does not have a choice. They're in the eye of the storm. They're living on the edge. And these are all experiences as that allow expansion and allow spiritual growth. So there was a time in my life when I did not quite understand it the way I just explained it to you, as that I too believed that poverty was synonymous with spirituality, until I really truly stepped my feet on the path of spiritual growth. And then you begin to understand, if you're patient enough, that it's only a matter of time that you're functioning from such a high level of thinking. Wisdom has kicked in. And with wisdom, it is going to kind of be hard to stay locked in poverty when wisdom begins to emerge from the inside out. True wealth is spiritual wealth. It comes as a result of spirituality. If you examine all the famous people who have given to this world, like Einstein, etc., who has given to this world phenomenal concepts that have made their lives and the lives of their families very, very abundant and prosperous, if you really examine their lives, you will see that at some point in their lives, they had taken the time, or maybe were born naturally with the ability to connect to higher levels of consciousness. And it is from these higher levels of consciousness that they were able to bring forth into the world what it is that they gave to the world. And the other thing that you must pay great attention to is that once they received whatever that it was, they did not selfishly hold on to it, but rather shared it with the rest of humanity so that they entered into the flow of abundance. And as they gave, they received 7 times as the flow dictates. Don't go away. When we come back, we'll have a caller and we'll hear what Brenda has to say to us.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life. Pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice,
what if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of a terrorist attack.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and our topic today, which I hope that you're finding interesting, is prosperity in 2011. And we have a caller. Brenda, are you there?
Yes, Reverend Norma. I am here, and you were just talking about patience, and I was laughing because I have been holding for a while, and I said, I have lots of patience. When God was distributing patience, he gave me a double portion.
Wonderful. Can you share? Can you share?
Yes, I will give you a portion of my patience.
So, what can I help you with today?
Well, I have been listening. You know, I'm an ardent student of yours.
Thank you.
And I have been listening to your topic today, which is very intriguing. And the question you asked, what does prosperity means to me? Mm-hmm. And I personalize it, and I answered the question as it means to me perfect health, a sound mind, peace of mind, and money. I put money up there also. Money. And then to define money. But I just want to share a little story with you. Because you talk about focus. I'm sorry.
Please do.
Oh, you talked about focus. And one of the things when we talk about spirituality, we really have to be focused on what's going on. Yesterday, and this happened to me yesterday, I went to the post office, and I left the post office, and I was coming down the street to come home. And I was going straight, and as I was driving, I heard the voice. I heard that voice says, go straight. But Brenda, in her humanness, I know there is a shortcut that I take from that particular area. So I said, oh, no, I'm not going to go straight. The light is there, and there's a light there, and it's on red, and I have to wait. So I'm going to cut through the shortcut, which is a short street. And as I got to the top of the little hill, lo and behold, there was a fire truck and ambulances, and the street was blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to turn around, come back down the hill, and take the same street that I heard go straight. And I just had to keep talking to myself, and I said, God, you know, you're an awesome God. And I said, I know you're there laughing at me and saying, child, you never listen. And that goes into focus. You never listen, child. You know, I told you to go straight, but no, with your humanness, you decided you're going to turn here. But you turn right back.
And you see, because we're going to run out of time here, but
yeah.
Wow, I wish you had come on earlier with this so that we can really, really have torn this apart. But you see, this is what happens when you are on that path of spiritual growth. You begin to hear directive from much higher levels. And when you have taught yourself how to trust that inner voice, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And instinctively be able to trust that inner voice, now you've got like a dialogue going. And when you've got this dialogue going, you can be redirected. We can be guided to where we need to be. And we can't help but being in the flow of abundance.
At all levels.
So sometimes while we are waiting to kind of get to the prosperity and get to the abundance, we need to be doing the work of, do I know how to listen?
Yes.
Do I know how to trust that inner voice? Can I take action when that inner voice speaks? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because that is the spiritual guidance you have been waiting for to take you to the levels of making decisions from a place of wisdom rather than a place of humanness and making decisions from a fear-based place. Thank you so much for sharing that, because it's a small story, but it demonstrates everything that I am trying to teach today. Seek ye first the kingdom. The kingdom is the connection with your higher self. The kingdom is the expansion of intelligence inside of you. The kingdom is being able to hear the universe and hear that inner voice and to follow and allow it to guide you into wisdom.
And that is really true. Allow and you follow when you hear it.
That's right.
And you don't second guess yourself and say, well, did I really hear that? Or was it Brenda talking? Or was it the inner voice speaking?
And sometimes we need to acknowledge that we need physical help to get there. There are a number of avatars, I keep saying this, who are appearing on the planet. An avatar is a well-advanced spiritual being walking the earth. There are many spiritual teachers. There are coaches. We are running out of time to become fully awakened, so we need to seek out what help we can get. The bookstores abound with books on how to clear the garbage out of the way, but we must be mindful and we must be in prayerfulness to the universe to guide us to those who can guide us to higher levels of consciousness, because as we engage higher levels of consciousness, prosperity becomes the natural mode. Sometimes I think when we are in resistance, to changing our self-talk, when we are in resistance to changing our belief systems, we create the stumbling blocks that hold us in poverty.
Well, thank you very much, Reverend Norma. I'm always learning.
It's a pleasure. And God be with you in the coming week. Listen and learn.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for sharing with us.
You're welcome.
And I want to thank my listeners for tuning in today. If this program has helped you, please refer a friend or a family member to listen, we have all our shows archived, and you can access the archive and listen to this show or any other show that we have done among the 75 or so that has been done so far. This is the year 2011. Our greatest challenge is to expand consciousness, expand awareness, develop listening skills, get connected with the divine source, make that connection work for us, remove everything that is in resistance or in the way of the only thing that matters to us as we grow our spirituality, as we heighten our awareness, as we seek to be of selfless service on the planet and manifest whatever it is that represents our purpose here on earth as it is decreed in heaven. And as we do that, we cannot help but to fall into prosperity. May the prosperity you seek this year be tied to health, be tied to higher consciousness. May that prosperity, if you are a parent, lead to you being the best parent that you can to guide the lives of those that have been given to you. I sometimes think that my greatest level of prosperity is the 5 children that I have raised in the ways in which they find themselves functioning in the world. Walk softly and gently on the planet. But you argued for the right to be here. And now that you're here, in these particularly beautiful times, allow yourself to be able to engage all the abundance and the prosperity and the wealth that the universe has to offer us as the earth shifts into that peaceful and highly spiritual mode. Do not be afraid. There is nothing to fear but fear itself. Until next week, blessings.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.